The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Ons gesels nou en explain well with Christel, wat ons elke dag net so 10 oor 6 se kant doen, oor die toestand van die water in eThekwini of Durban. Daar was baie berigte oor die stand van die water daar. Daar was strande wat in April en Mei eintlik toegemaak het as gevolg van E. coli. So waar trek ons nou?
Sien ja, en dit, ek dink meeste van ons koppe begin December vakansie, jaar eind vakantie. So, mense, ek dink baie mense wil kus toe gaan. So ek het probeer om 'n bietjie navorsing te doen en kyk waar staan ons nou. En sover ek kon sien, was daar 11 strande in eThekwini wat waarna die inperking gelig het, so mense kan nou weer strand toe gaan. Maar, ek verdink, miskien moet ons 'n kenner hier kry, because as I understand it, the challenge is that the situation changes a lot. But so on the line we have Nicole Martins, who's an associate director of the laboratory at Talbot. They are a water management company, and I know that they do weekly tests on water in KZN. Michelle, welcome. Can you please contextualize for us, what is the situation now with the beaches in KZN? Can we go to the beach, please?
I'd love to say yes, but it's a very difficult question to answer, unfortunately. So if you're wanting to know which beaches are opened or closed, that list is obviously on the eThekwini website. But on the other hand, as you've mentioned, Talbot has been doing weekly testing every week this year since February. And although results tend to fluctuate every week, a similar trend is seen for the beaches that are commonly shown E. coli or critical water quality conditions for swimming or recreation.
Nicole, I wanted to know, is this all, sorry, just to go back to the initial story, this is all hangover from the horrible floods that were rocking in Durban and eThekwini last year and all the infrastructure damage and so on. Is this still a hangover from that, that the sewage is still running into the ocean and still causing trouble?
Yes, so it's actually, the flood definitely made the situation worse, but unfortunately it was still there prior to the flood. The floods definitely did exasperate the issue, and you would have seen the various media and news outlets showing that the wastewater treatment works are failing or not working optimally and releasing partially or untreated sewage into the rivers, and these obviously end up in our beaches.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that those are in other words linked to infrastructural long-term kind of considerations. So the solution is also not going to be a quick fix, is the implication then?
Unfortunately, it's not going to be a quick or a cheap fix at all.
So the beaches that the ban has been lifted on, can we trust that that water is safe, or is it actually just a rather a don't go area?
Again, it's difficult to say. So the eThekwini beaches are open at the moment, but I've had to look at the trends recently. The eThekwini beaches, specifically Battery Beach and Country Club Beach, continuously tend to show poor water quality, critical conditions. And this is a trend we've seen throughout the year. So they may be open today and show low conditions, but then for the next 2-3 weeks, it may be poor conditions again.
Okay, so it's literally changing as quickly as that, week by week. This week it might be fine, next week it might not.
Yes, unfortunately it is.
Can I ask you a very Vali question here for a second, Nicole? Because, you know, for most of us who live in Gauteng, everything south of Pietermaritzburg is Durban.
True story. Yep.
Where does the water issues run from? How far from the south coast? How far into the north coast? I mean, are we talking just the eThekwini Durban area? Are we talking, you know, as far north as Balito? Are we talking down to Amanzimtoti? Which section are we actually talking about?
So Talbot, unfortunately, hasn't been doing the full stretch of coastline. We have been going, to say, as far north as Umhlanga Beach, which is quite a tropical beach.
Yeah.
And there has trended high previously, but actually quite nicely. It's been shown for the last about 6 weeks, has been shown to have good water quality testing. But that is a beach that still remains closed by eThekwini.
So, if I can ask, so let's say, because I see that one of the beaches, for example, that is open is, well, some of them are Point Ushaka, Addington. Let's say I'm going there in December. The kids want to swim, but I need some kind of assurance that they're not going to get sick. Yeah. What do you suggest? Do you have a functionality where I can get more information, perhaps closer to the time?
Yeah, so Talbot, obviously the reason we started this is purely for public awareness, so you can make your own decisions about if you want to swim at a particular beach. what we are doing for the month of December is launching what we're calling a public link. You can click on this link and then you can see our latest results. So we'll continue to do weekly testing, and a lot of the public are coming to us to do additional sampling sites. So we're going from Balito, which is more the northern beaches, to the southern beaches, Mams and Toti. So that whole stretch of coastline from Balito to Mams and Toti. And then we're welcoming everyone to get in touch with us to find out, you know, how they can get involved with adding a site, and being part of this public link where we can just raise awareness and put the latest results out weekly.
Well, thanks. And perhaps just to like kind of inform myself, so what would happen if I were to swim in the ocean where the water is infected with E. coli? What would happen to me or to a child or someone who's playing in that water?
So E. coli is obviously it's a strong indicator if sewage or animal waste is in a particular water body. What it can do, and unfortunately affects different people differently, but what will happen if you're in a water with high E. coli levels, you'll get typical runny tummy, headaches, diarrhea, vomiting, those sort of symptoms for 2 to 3 days, and then that's just normally an indication of E. coli.
All the things that you don't want to have to deal with in the festive season on holiday with your family. Imagine kids with E. coli. I don't know if I'd cope with that.
Exactly, yeah. And unfortunately, it does affect the younger children and the elderly more than others.
Okay. Nicole, if we want to go and check out that link so we can keep track, because as you say, if the situation is so volatile that it's changing week by week, then, you know, I mean, going on holiday whenever we end up down at the coast, it'd be worthwhile knowing when we can go and have a look. Where can we find that link?
So we will be publishing the link in the next 2 days, so prior to the 1st of December, and then that link will be accessible throughout the whole month.
Excellent. Is there a website we can go and have a look at once it will be up and running? Will this be general information on the Etiquini website, perhaps?
So it will be on our social media handles, the Link Talbot Arthur Water LinkedIn page and Facebook page, as well as our website. And then we'll also try and link it on to Etiquini if we can.
Perfect. All right, we'll go and get those details and make sure we share them on the socials as well. Thank you, by the way. We appreciate you taking the time to chat this afternoon, because, I mean, obviously, so many of us do want to get down on the holiday, do want to take the kids down to the beach. So we appreciate all of the work you guys are doing every week to keep us updated.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on tonight.
It's an absolute pleasure. That is Nicole Martin. She's the Associate Director at talbot.co.za. You can go and have a look. And fingers crossed, you know, by the time you get down to the beach, everything's going to be okay.
The Drive with Robin Ross. You happy, baby? Jacaranda FM.